It is Monday, October 23rd, 2017. Monday Night Hockey. No fancy epic theme here. We don't need one because the Sharks beat the Rangers 4-1. And welcome to this edition of Teal Town After Dark. I am Eric Kura. You can follow me on Twitter at @puckguy14. Great to have along with us as always. And of course, this is a live and interactive post-game show. So, of course, if you want to be a part of the show, chat with us in this with fellow Sharks fans and yours truly, along with my constituents in the YouTube chat on the page or on the app. Of course, you can always use the hashtag TealTownUSA. And, of course, follow TealTownUSA on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, all over the place. Hello, everyone. Let's say hello to my fellow Sharks fans, the guy who's actually covering his face with his mic. It's Gentry Alexander.
I'm acting like the Rangers fans right now and going into hiding because that was an embarrassment for the Rangers. I felt bad for the Rangers more than I felt good that the Sharks won because, good God, what an abysmal showing by the Rangers tonight.
All right. And joining us with his beautiful background, it is AJ Strong.
You know, if you'd all just listened to the Pucknologist last Wednesday, I told you this was going to happen. If you go back, listen to last Wednesday, I said the Sharks would win in New Jersey, they'd lose to the Islanders, and they would win against the Rangers. So you all knew this was going to happen if you listened to the Pucknologist.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Hold on, I have a pussy in my way, hold on.
Oh, if you're listening to the audio only, one of AJ's cats just, you know, decided to crawl around while he was talking the whole time.
Ironically, the cat has orange fur, which means that it could be a Trump supporter.
And I don't think so. All right, with that, we shall get this thing rolling here. A lot of interesting things happened right off the get-go. Timo Meier and Yannick Hansen were out. Joe Ward and Barclay Goodrow go back in on the fourth line. And we just get it going early and often. Logan Couture, he gets the first goal early on and delayed penalty call. His fourth straight goal. AJ, would you call that a technical rooster trick?
That's technical, man. That's four straight. I don't care. And if you consider that the fact that Logan's first goal out of those four consecutive goals came in the second period of the last game, so that's four within three periods. I'm sorry. That fits my technical term of rooster trick. Four goals scored with within three periods.
Awesome. Gent, what did you take from Couture's shot from the point?
I like to see when pucks go to the net. That's always been my biggest criteria of how you score goals is you get pucks to the net, things happen. And if there's traffic in front and you block Lundqvist, he can't see the pucks coming at him, so they have a tendency of going in. So I think that if the Sharks were to watch this on the film, they would sit there and be like, hey, I think what we need to do is more of that. Shoot it and have traffic in front of Lundqvist. And a nice little setup from Brent Burns to help and keep his point, two-game point streak alive.
Yep, Burns, he gets an assist on that early on and often. Sorry for my phone. My apologies there. Burns and Bodker, who essentially set that whole thing up as he kind of skated around the whole, you know, offensive zone, to feed it to Couture, who fed it to Burns, who fed it back to Couture to bang it in. Logan, seventh on the year, six goals in four games, if I'm not mistaken, including the hat trick the other night. Makes it 1-0 Sharks, a minute 56 into the game. Later in the period, Tim Heed. If you're a Barracuda fan, you all know about Tim Heed, but he went for a pinch down in the spot and shoots it on goal, and Lundqvist let in the leaker. It's Tim Heed's first NHL goal. I know it's weird, you know, a first NHL goal, and it's for the Sharks, not against the Sharks, from Hurdle and Vlasic at 12:45. Gentry, what did you think about Tim Heed's first light lamper?
I like to think that the Sharks were kind of feeling cold, so they turned on the heater.
Hey-o!
Been saving that one for a while. Anywho, I thought it was just nice, like, because he probably saw that he had a couple of forwards charging towards the net, and Lundqvist knew it, so he was just like, all right, I'll throw it to the net. Good things happen. Like I said, with the Couture goal, throw it to the net, things happen. And you get that soft little one that goes by. Hey, Jones has been prone to letting some soft ones, and even Henrik the King is known to let in a soft one here and there, and luckily it led into a nice, you know, first goal for Heed. Maybe that will give him some more playing time and get him off of the Dylan line, as I call it.
AJ,
We really need to put an end to this Swede on Swede violence. That's what the problem is. Now, first goal by a Sharks D-man this season. Did not think Heed would be at the top of that list, to be honest with you. But great goal. I mean, gets down. I mean, he was almost in the trapezoid when he shot that. Not sure. I think we would all agree that probably Lundqvist was looking from a pass, you know, for the pass, because it's like, oh, this rookie's going to try to score on me, and wasn't hugging the post quite as much as he probably should have. So great snipe shot. Way to bank it in off King Hank. Something about the Sharks, man. We just, I don't know, we have voodoo over Hank. I don't know what it is. They, no wonder that. It almost surprises me. We saw that Antti Raanta had the Sharks' number over the last few games. Surprised they didn't go with another backup, considering, well, that game that Hurdle had versus the Rangers. So, anywho.
Yes, but Andre Pavlik is no Henrik Lundqvist, that's for sure.
Lundqvist was no Henrik Lundqvist tonight.
No, that's true, too. Yeah, he looked a little shaky throughout the game tonight. Second period now, back and forth, of course, derailed by a number of penalties the Sharks took tonight. AJ, the penalties for the Sharks, I mean, six penalties. I think they finally calmed it down eventually in the third, but I mean, my goodness. What's your take? Easy for me to say on the parade to the penalty box once again for Team Teal.
Well, we all heard about the new rules this season. The players clearly still getting used to it. But that said, still a couple what I thought were a little ticky-tack. LeBanc tripping? Absolutely. LeBanc took that penalty. But Hurdle got, I think it was Hurdle got called on one tonight. Is that correct? Did he get called on?
Yes.
Yeah, that Hurdle one I thought was ticky-tacky. There was a couple.
Actually, I think he got two, to be honest.
Yeah, so I thought the penalties as the game progressed, I actually thought the penalties got a little more ticky-tack for some reason. Almost like, I'm not blaming the refs for anything. I'm not crying conspiracy theory, so leave your tinfoil hat memes at home, Gen X. I'm just saying that it did feel, it gave the impression at one point like the refs were doing what they could to try to jumpstart the Rangers into this game. As we all know, the Rangers not setting the world on fire this season right now. So, whatever. Some ticky-tack calls, but that's the way they're calling it. You guys got to get used to it. Move your feet more. But hey, I mean, they got one at the end, and technically the Sharks did get the first power play opportunity, or they would have had, you know, Couture not scored that goal. So
it's true.
What are you going to do? You guys got to get used to it, man. Play within the rules, man.
Yep. Gentry, anything to add on to that?
I mean, it was nice that the Sharks were, 6-for-6 on the penalty kill. That was great. Happy that, nice to see our defense, and it was nice to see the veterans kind of who were sitting out for most of the season, like War, kind of step in. He looked to have a solid game. Goodrow wasn't really pleased with his play. And I think that the disappointing one for me was LeBanc's performance tonight. I think he just kind of was drawn into the excitement of playing at MSG and didn't look great. Took a couple of bad penalties right there. Definitely not going to win the Lady Bing.
Oh, yeah, there goes Lady Bing for sure.
And was playing on the fourth line towards the end of the game.
Yeah, him and Melker kind of swapped near the end of there. But near the end of the second, Jonas Donskoy comes off the bench, gets a quick little feed to from Jumbo to set him up, and beats Lundqvist off the post and in. And as the follow-through, I think, as Donskoy went by, he kind of tweaked Lundqvist a little bit, it looked like. But Lundqvist stayed in there, and it was a sweet shot by Jonas Donskoy, his second of the year. Nice to see Donkey going there, Chet.
Sorry. I think if anybody needed to get kind of off the schneid a little bit, it was Donskoy. He's been kind of snake bitten here and there for, you know, most of last year, kind of underperformed. Everybody expected him to kind of be a, you know, 20 goal guy at the most, but didn't really pan out. But so far he's off to a good start, and what a snipe past Lundqvist on that chance. Whew. Knows how to pick his corners. Let's hope he can continues doing that.
Absolutely. AJ, Donskoy maybe starting to get his scoring prowess back in play now?
I'd like to see it. Not everybody scores on a breakaway. We saw Goodrow couldn't pull it off tonight. So Donskoy, Lord knows, PDB rewarded him. He played well, and Donskoy got to play most of the third up with the Joes. So at least PDB rewarding effort, and you know, keep it up, Donkey. God, Lord knows, man, we missed you, brother. We missed that Donkey from two seasons ago. So bring it back, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you know, knock Bodker off the second line.
Nice. Made it 3-0 after two periods. And then early in the third, Melker Carlson from Couture on a bad breakdown with Lundqvist out of position makes it 4-0 Team Teal. Melker has played hard on and off the puck so far this year, AJ, and he got rewarded late in the game with some time with the Joes.
Yeah, you got to give it up to Carlson. Certainly not the biggest guy on this team, certainly not the most talented, but he kind of reminds me a little bit of Mark Smith, and that when he's out there, he's just all go all the time trying to do something good. I don't see Carlson taking shifts off, and that's what I like to see from that kid. And, I mean, you gotta give it up to Couture for tying up Henrik behind the net. Of course, Couture getting that's his 200th assist on that helper to Melker tonight. So, Carlson, good on you. I mean, just keep doing what it is, you know, whatever it is you're doing, just keep doing whatever it is you're doing, because it's going to come, man. And just, again, work Bodker off that second line, brother. That's going to be like my answer for everything.
Chet, the milkman delivers to the Rangers net. Your thoughts?
I liked it a lot. I like to see. I've always been a big believer in Melker Carlson. I've liked him and Donskoy since they came to the team. So I'm hoping that, you know, they have bounce back years, because both of those guys, especially Melker Carlson, like, he's kind of like our Tommy Wingles, but he's got more of a scoring touch and can actually do more things than Wingles. I'm hoping that he could just, you know, continue this trend upwards, and because he deserves it. The guy never takes a shift off. You know, even I don't think his plus minus probably says otherwise, but he never takes a shift off. And most of the time it's Vlasic's fault that the puck goes in the net.
Jeez. Jeez. All right. Unfortunately, right after that, Mika Zibanejad spoils the shutout bid for the Joner with a sweet shot. I give it up to Zibanejad for a nice shot there. Just about a minute, like a minute and a half later, Zibanejad 6 from Bushnevich. No, let me try that again. Bushnevich. There we go. Made it 4-1. That's how it ended up being. But Martin Jones with 33 saves on the night. Gentry, do you have a Joner?
It's a raging Joner.
Ah, boy.
I think I like to see him back to playing form again. I think that the start of the season, I think a lot of elite goalies, and I would put Jones up in that category. He's damn good, and I would say that all these elite goalies have gotten off to really bad starts, like Price, Lundqvist, Nemo. I mean, not Nemo, because we all know he's not elite.
Right.
You can almost say he got waived. Goodbye. But anyhow, I'm glad that Jones. But you know what? I'm going to say this about Zibanejad. He's pretty good at hockey. I think he's better as a DJ, though.
Yeah, he can make some music magic there, actually, which is...
So if he ever, messes up his NHL career, he has a fallback, because he's a pretty damn good DJ.
And it was then that the show went off the rails.
But
Zibanejad has some nice music out there. I think if you look it up on YouTube. Yes. But AJ, Martin Jones, 33 saves tonight. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, dude, one goal over the last two games. I mean, you're trending upward. What more can you ask for?
Right.
I mean, so that's what I look at it. Did he start the season off not that great? Yeah, wasn't that great, but you know what? We get on the road for five, try to lock it in, don't have to worry about taking out the trash or taking the kids to school or whatever you have to do when you're at home. You can just stay in a hotel room, focus on the game, and, you know, that's all you need to do right now. And Jones, I mean, in two games, I don't have what his saves were against the Islanders, but, I mean, I'm sure it's somewhere like... one goal on like 60 some odd shots. So just trending upward, baby. Let's see what happens come Boston and Buffalo.
Yep. Overall, a solid night for the Sharks as they won 4-1. Shots on goal, 34-24 in favor of New York. Face-off wise, New York had the advantage in NHL.com standards, 55-46. Your math isn't off there. It's 1-1.
Yeah, but not only that, but Tomáš Hertl really bringing down the curve.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a good sign tonight. In general with the game then, AJ, I'll start with you. What did you think of the fourth line with Goodrow, Ward, and with Carpenter centering them?
I was fine with Carp, Ward, and yeah. Goody, not so much. I'm just not feeling that guy. That he's an AHL player at best. That's just my opinion. I'm just saying. I would have been much more fine with either Hansen or Meyer in that spot over Goody. I'm glad to see Ward come back. And I noticed Ward out there a lot tonight, which is a good sign. But... Goodrow, not so much. But, you know, tonight, Meyer and Hansen out, Ward and Goodrow in. Just send Goodrow back down.
Gentry?
Yeah, I mean, I said it earlier that I didn't think that, you know, Goodrow really had a good game tonight. I thought that Ward kind of had an extra jump into his step. Maybe that extended little time on the, you know, watching from the press box kind of helped him out and got him more motivated. And a motivated Ward is a very good thing because we've all seen how motivated he can get come playoff time. So I'm hoping for this to be like the trend of starting to see our vets come back. And, you know, because I thought the shot suppression that we had tonight was fantastic other than the fact that, you know, we were constantly on the penalty kill. But
yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for that. I thought the quality of the shot selection tonight was really good when you consider that the Sharks were, you know, on the PK for over half a period.
Yes, I finally bring up a valid point.
But I mean, we've heard it time and time before, whether it's from the coaches or broadcasters, whoever, that hard to find your rhythm when you're having a parade to the box. So the fact that the Sharks still look good despite being a man down most of the time, well, not most of the time, obviously, but for what seemed to be a little more than usual, hey, I'll take that every single time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things I noticed tonight, and it led to a Pavelski penalty here. Is it me or is Pavelski slowed down considerably, guys?
Not a reason his nickname is Pokey for nothing. As in slow Pokey.
Well, he wasn't no Patrick Marleau, but I mean, I thought he had a little more speed to him, but maybe that's just me thinking.
Father Time catching up.
Yeah, that's for sure. We want to welcome those of you who just finished watching Brody and Curtis over on NBC Sports California. This is Teal Town After Dark. You are joined by Puck Guy, yours truly, Gentry, and AJ on the show tonight. By all means, if you want to be a part of the show, let's do this. Join us in the YouTube chat where we are about to be interactive with everyone using the chat on the page or in the app. You can always also hit us on Twitter at TealTownUSA, and the same thing with the Twitter hashtag. You can join us and join the chat conversation here with us. So, Gentry, your final thoughts of this game as the Sharks win 4-1.
I liked the effort tonight. I really did. I like the fact that even though they kept getting into penalty trouble, the Sharks never gave up the defensive battle. They were very good with their sticks. Jones was phenomenal tonight. If he's not the number one star of the game, I'm flabbergasted. And I like seeing Logan Couture kind of shaking off, you know, whatever thing ailed him last season, and he's been hot as of late. So I hope he can continue it. And I think that and congrats to Heater for getting his first goal. I think hopefully with all the power to play time that he's been getting on that top unit with Burns, he'll now have the confidence to shoot the puck a little bit more.
Right. Gent? Yeah. Or I'm sorry, AJ?
Kind of echoing Gentry. I looked it up. So Jones over the last two games, 59 saves. So, I mean, again, Jones trending upward. I like that. Hurdle, you need more work in the faceoff circle. So work on that. but the rest of the guys, I hope to see them trending up. But I got to be honest, you know, 16 of the Sharks' 21 goals this season have come from forwards that are in the top six. You know, that like this, we need to find a little bit more balance. And especially like when you look at it, it's like, well, you know, Donskoy is, you know, Carlson's typically not on the first or second line. Well, tonight when he got his goal, he was. So it's, you know, what I'm saying is that it's coming from those top heavy lines. I worry about balance with this team. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, Jerk, but I'm still not loving Bodker, dude. I'm still not seeing consistency that he clearly needs. Thornton, one away from cracking top 20 all-time scores, yet still wasn't top 100 all-time NHL players. Sure, I'll buy it. Makes sense. Why not?
You know, Duncan Keith is probably one of the greatest defensemen ever play the game, so
yeah.
You had to have him in there.
Of course. The one thing I do fear a little bit as well with being top-heavy is the fact that the Sharks and every team, when they got a 3-4 goal lead, whatever it's going to be, they're going to coast in the last 5 minutes, but they were giving up. I would have liked to have seen them play a little bit more defensively sound in those last 5-6 minutes, but just keep doing what you're doing. Keep trending upward. Vegas and Vancouver cannot finish in the top three in the Pacific. This cannot stand. So just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll talk about that in April.
Did somebody say Vancouver?
Oh, crap. Nobody said Vancouver.
Yeah, he did. a little fact or fiction on a Monday here. Fact or fiction, Henrik Lundqvist is the best goaltender not to win the Stanley Cup. Gent, I'll start with you.
Fiction. That would go to Carey Price.
Oh,
strong pick.
Yeah, AJ.
Pekka Rinne? No. no. I'm. No. I'm. It's same as Gentry. Yeah, I'd take Carey Price.
Yeah, even Skylar Greenberg in the chat also said Price in there. You know, looking forward. Speaking of goaltenders, we'll play this one. Fact or fiction? Antti Niemi, worst goalie to win a cup.
Ooh,
boy, that's digging deep.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Maybe Osgood.
Oh, come on, dude! That guy just didn't get any respect whatsoever.
I'm going to go with Cam Ward.
I'm going to go with Mike Vernon.
Vernon was pretty good. Cam Ward was pretty good in that year.
I just go with Mike Vernon just because he sucked when he was here. That's all. As did Niemi. So,
yes. If you haven't heard the news, and we'll get to it more in NHL wraparound. Niemi was put on waivers by the Penguins today. In another fact or fiction, Vegas claims Nemo because they're running out of goaltenders.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
Rob Iman, you are on a roll tonight.
That's a good one. And actually, to address AO in the chat saying wrong, the correct answer is Niemi. Blackhawks gave him that Stanley Cup. You know, the more I think about it, the more AO is right. I mean, Niemi, during those four playoff series, Niemi had one good stretch, and that just happened to be against the Sharks. The rest of the time, go look up his numbers. They were pedestrian at best. And when you had, potentially three all-stars on defense, I could have backstopped that team to win the cup that year. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Well, and if we all want to see AJ as a goaltender, let's get him out to Solar for America Ice, as I would say.
Sure.
Yes. All right. Well, let's hit up the NHL wraparound as we start on this Monday night.
A lot of games to cover tonight, brother.
Yes, we have a whole boatload of two games to cover tonight. That's right. The all other game going on this evening was Toronto beats the Los Angeles Kings 3-2.
Patrick Marleau game winner.
Former Sharks legend Patrick Marleau with the game-winning goal, and giving Drew Doughty a skate blade to the nostril.
Which I think we all think was completely justified.
And honestly, it probably improved his look a little bit more.
Yeah, but it was just kind of like, hey, you should have told him, you know what? Thankfully, it was your nose and it wasn't your knee, Dustin.
Ouch. 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 Tyler Bozak, Matt Martin on an assist from former Sharks legend Roman Polak.
Where's my news?
Dude, Polak to Martin on that goal set Twitter afire.
Oh, yes. Yes. Quick also had a couple of things go on there where he took a roughing call and he took a blow to the head where he actually had to go off for concussion protocol, which is something I don't think we've ever seen from a goaltender before.
They took a look, determined he had no brain, put him back in.
Oh, jeez. Trevor Lewis had a short-handed goal late in the third, but it wasn't enough. Marleau gets the game-winning goal for the Leafs. They win 3-2. Dangle will be happy on the LFR.
I'm just going to say this, that if that, because that Patrick Marleau goal was reviewed, if he played for the Sharks, that would have been disallowed and the game would have been tied. But since he plays for Toronto and he's their new teddy bear, the Toronto was like, we'll allow it, even though he was a Shark. We all know. If he was wearing teal, it wouldn't have been real.
Yes.
But once you're in blue, it's all good.
That's true. And I'll say this, Laurel, I hope everything's okay with what you just wrote on there. Here's my question. It almost seemed, oh my God, Jamie Hirsch. You almost seen Patrick Marleau was like maybe an iffy Hall of Famer when he was playing with the Sharks, even when he hit 500 goals, just because he hadn't won the Stanley Cup. Is it me, guys, or is it just a slap in the face a little bit to have Marleau just all of a sudden he's like, oh yeah, he's a bona fide Hall of Famer just because he put on a Leafs jersey?
No, it screams that there is a good amount of people back east who do not pay attention to West Coast hockey whatsoever. It's, oh, I can't stay up that late. It's too much. I can't do it. No, that's all it is, man. Is if they, you know, highlights, I guess, only can tell so much of the story. And granted, there's a couple guys who will DVR games and they'll go through them and they'll look. But, I mean, just call it what it is, man. It's straight up just East Coast bias. We've seen it time and time and time again. So I just, the fact that like Skinner got the Calder over Couture, is a prime example of that. So it because the voters saw much more of Skinner. Either who would you want on your team today, Couture or Skinner? Okay. So to me, that just points out that, you know, proves that, yeah, they blew that like they blew a lot of other things. So, you know, it's just going to happen. Just take it for what it is. I guess if Thornton wants to make sure he gets in the Hall of Fame, he should, you know, next year he should sign with Montreal or something.
He'll go to Toronto. Come on now. Let's be real here.
Yeah, he'll reunite with his buddy Patrick Marleau. He'll settle to be a fourth line center because God knows that team doesn't need any more centers, but they'll take Jumbo.
Yeah, neither do we.
That's true. So the Sharks win 4-1. Leafs beat the Kings 3-2. So the Sharks do pick up some ground in the standings. I mean, yes, it is October, but if you ever watched this show in early October, if the season ended today, the Sharks would be on the outside looking in, although they are tied for the final wild card spot with Winnipeg, but Winnipeg has one game in hand.
Can we please stop the if the season started today BS until like Valentine's Day? Can we just put like a moratorium on that?
Did you not remember last year when I think it was me and Chris, we kind of went on and on about it?
Yeah, it annoyed me then too. Just now, stop.
Whatever.
Sleepy Mofo said, why are we doing this in October? Exactly. Thank you, Mofo.
We got a little bit left in October, so.
Oh, dear Lord. Can we move on? Can we talk about Niemi going on waivers to, you know, talking about awful goaltending? How funny is that? And I was never, go back and look at my Twitter back then, if I was on Twitter. I might have been. I can't remember. But I go back. I remember the whole, you know, well, the Sharks can either financially, they have to make a choice, either Nabby or Marleau. And they chose Marleau, and they offer-sheeted Jarmelson, Chicago matched, which freed up Niemi. The Sharks got Niemi, and I went, why? Why are you taking this guy? Because we've seen it time and time again, at least back then. Evidently, somebody has had to come to Jesus meeting with Doug Wilson and told him, just because somebody has a damn cup doesn't mean that they're elite or they're going to be spectacular. Just ask Tyler Kennedy, okay? So can we just knock off the they've got a cup BS thing? Because that's what we heard with Niemi. Oh, he's got a cup. But yeah, look at the numbers, man. He sucked. It was the people in front of him. So I hated Niemi the whole time he was here. Never let. Guy never stole a game. The guy, okay, there were like three. He like stole three games barely. So, I mean, aside from that, no, I was never a Nemo fan. I hated that signing. So I'm just, the fact that he ended up in Dallas and got ridiculously overpaid with what's the other cat in Dallas that they kept switching?
Letting it in.
Yeah. So between, letting it in Niemi, I was just like, man, you dumbasses tied up $11 million in goal and they both suck that much. So, and then for the Penguins to see the last 6 years of Niemi's work and go, yeah, sure. Good backup. Yeah. Right on. Give me a break. So I think this is hysterical, and I think it's just deserves. Let's be honest, Niemi should not have a Stanley Cup ring. So I'm for one, am happy he's going out this way. Never liked the guy. You could say that I am anti Niemi, if you get it.
Yeah.
I was also anti Shields, but I was very anti Niemi.
I don't know. I was always Team Nedimaki during that whole year.
Stop it.
No. I remember this very well. Gentry was Team Nedimaki.
Because I never liked Nemo because we never could find his game. Hey-o. And it just he was inconsistent. Before we go, oh, but Nemo was a part of the scene. Yes, but he was also a part of the – it was 3-0. You know, reverse sweep. So just keep that in mind, folks.
Yes. Whatever. I mean, yeah, I'm fine with that too. Cheryl pointing out Stalock looked pretty good yesterday. Guess who the Penguins should have taken?
Yeah. I mean, well, and Kevin does bring up a good point. Niemi sucked as a Shark. He was the runner up for Vezina one year.
So was Nabby.
And weren't both of them, correct me if I'm wrong, people. Weren't both of them snubbed for Bartan Brodeur?
I know Nabby was.
I know Nabby was. Nemo,
but I still think Nabby was a much bigger snub than Niemi. And, okay, he was up for a Vezina. He had one decent year, I guess.
It was a lockout year. It was the lockout
year. Oh, was it? Was it the lockout year?
Yeah.
Oh, well then. Oh, my God. Lacey, I love you, bro, but your point was just completely invalidated. But well, we've all seen that Niemi can like put it together in a very contracted amount of time. But like full length of the city, he's got nothing.
Oh, he lost out to Bobrovsky. That's right.
Bobrovsky.
He was up against Bobrovsky, Lundqvist, and it was Nemo. Yeah. No, that was bad. I mean, that's what I get from pre-researching. But
I love you, Lace. I can't do it, man. I'm just a Niemi hater. That's just always going to be that way.
Yep, and even Pittsburgh kind of like you know wised up to their ways and kind of realized that Nemo was garbage. So you got to think who are they going to bring up to be the backup for Murray?
Yeah, backup goaltending is going to be a week to week situation for Pittsburgh, according to the Pittsburgh Post Gazette.
They're going to bring in whoever came in second in that so you think you can be a goalie competition that the Kings held?
Oh, jeez. Oh man. Yikes. All right. Well, it's two games in the books. We'll give a quick shout out to the Barracuda who beat the Cleveland Monsters yesterday. So they split the season series or split the weekend series with the Monsters. So good on them. Also, as I was at the game yesterday, quick shout out to the soccer team in the area. San Jose Earthquakes making the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. So,
oh, good for you.
Oh, sorry, we were talking soccer. I fell asleep.
I'm sorry. Well, they're going up against the Vancouver Whitecaps on Wednesday. I think we all like to see them beat Vancouver to keep that little stretch of things going, wouldn't you say, guys?
I'll have to listen to TSN for the 20 minutes they discuss that.
Yes. Which is 20 minutes more than what you know, KBR will ever talk about the Quakes or the Sharks at all. All right. With that, we head to Beantown on Thursday. Guys, what do you see for the Sharks and Bruins?
As I pointed out earlier, last week on the Pucknologist, I called these last three games. All of it went 3-for-3 on that. So I will be unveiling my picks for Boston and Buffalo this week on the Pucknologist.
Gentry?
What do I see happening? The Sharks are facing a backup goaltender. He's going to put up Vezina-like numbers against the Sharks. I think that this...
The man has a point.
Just saying.
Yes. Vince G in the chat, throwing in some MLS and even threw in a Vancouver. Well played, of course. Oh, and Smug Mother Efker. Marlowe is one back from JR in all-time goals. Who's gutless now? Wow.
You know, and he brings up a funny point. That's, you know, he brings up a funny point that I just because I heard, I don't know, for those of you who did not listen, during the second intermission tonight, Dan Ruzanowski did an interview with Shark COO John Totora. Shameless plug. Go check out the Pucknologist on SoundCloud. Well, Teal Town USA, Pucknologist interview on SoundCloud or Teal Town USA. We also recently did an interview with Sark COO John Totora, but it was kind of funny, just the way they were selling certain aspects. Of course, there was a lot of talk about the new BMW lounge and everything like that. But one of the funny things that John Totora talked about, because obviously Marlo is coming in a week, and it was Ruzanowski and him. Well, you know, once a shark, always a shark. And I went, you know, there's some guys named Roenick and Belfour that don't really think that's the case.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was funny to throw that out there. Once a shark, always a shark. Asterisks here.
Yes. Yes. All right. Watch out for that rat Martian. Sleepy Mofo says, A012345. Bergeron is back. Yes, he can never lay down when Patrice Bergeron is on the ice. Just ask the Toronto Maple Leafs in 2013.
And can we pour one out for Jágr going on the IR?
Oh, man. Yeah. That's a bummer.
Has his AARP benefits run out yet?
No, of course not. Come on now.
As much as I love Jágr, as much as the rest of the league and everything like that, when are they going to stop signing this guy? I'm sorry, but...
He's still productive, though. That's the thing.
It'll probably happen when he starts playing on the same line with his own kid.
I think at that point he's just going to be like, yeah, this is too awkward. I must go.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? Oh, God, who was it that's on the...
Keith Tkachuk and
yeah,
then Matthew Tkachuk.
That he played with Keith Tkachuk and is now... Oh, my
playing
Lord.
With Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So,
I mean, is there an example of that happening ever at all where a guy stayed in the league that long that he not only played with the guy, but he also played with the guy's kid?
Well,
I mean, chat room, help me out. There's got to be somebody who knows about that.
I mean, we know about the one back in the day or earlier what they were saying, you know, well, Austin Matthews was barely born when Patrick Marleau played or went to his first training camp with the Sharks.
But Marleau didn't play with Austin Matthews' dad, dude.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like you don't have that, but I mean, it's like...
Similar time frame, I guess.
Similar time frame of sorts. Yeah, let's hit the chat one more time before we jump out here. Bob Barker beat up Jágr. I don't recall that one.
No, he beat up Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Rob's been drinking. Who knows?
is wrong. Come on.
It's not the worst idea. Getting back to Niemi, maybe going to Vegas, actually not the worst idea, even though Niemi sucks now.
Oh, there Niemi you go. Joe Sakic played with Peter Stastny and Paul Stastny.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Another great, great career. Joe Sakic.
It would be a perfect Sharks commercial. Joe Sakic is a lousy general manager, but he's a great hockey player.
Oh, isn't he? What's his name's best friend? Oh, God.
Peter Forsberg.
No, it was the Sharks defenseman who kept giving him the puck in the playoff series. Who was
Scott,
it?
What? Wasn't Scott?
No, Hamm. Mike Rathje. Mike Rathje's best friend, Joe Sakic.
Ah, nice.
Shocker.
Oh, that Lacey giving kudos to Snug Mother Efker. Brooks Like assisted on Michael Nylander's last and William Nylander's first.
That's a drink winning question in Canada.
Wow.
You go to a bar in Canada, that's gonna win you a beer.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately it'll be a Molson, but still.
Oh come on, you gotta go Moosehead.
Never.
Never go Moosehead?
I really don't.
Okay.
I'm going to say this, is that the Canadians have the market cornered on hockey, and that, you know, that's their national pastime, and America's too slow to, but the one thing that they don't have, you know, covered is beer, because their stuff is crap.
Cheryl is saying Labatt Blue.
It's, dude, everything up there is a freaking lager, man.
80134 a bar. That question would take play in a Tim Hortons.
That's true. I can't fault you on that.
Yes. One more thing before we get out of here. While Tampa Bay had the first and second stars of the week, Stamkos and Kucherov, Logan Couture was the third star of the week in the NHL with 5 goals, 2 assists in 3 games. So, there you go.
You can almost say that Stamkos and Kucherov is very good, you know.
I don't know. I am waiting, whether it's Nedich, Gen X, Puck Guy. I will be waiting this evening to find out which one of you first comes up with the graphic, meme, whatever, of the Couture technical rooster trick. Because technically 4 goals were scored in less than 60 minutes.
But if you're trying to win that Safeway $1 million contest, they don't consider that.
Oh, no, unfortunately. No.
Yeah, I'm so starting technical. To get agitated, dude. We're like 7 games in, haven't heard my name once, and I like shop there every week, dude. Well, and I would totally take one of those Sonos Play Ones or whatever the hell the extra speed, because I have a Sonos bar under my TV. I would take one of those. I'll even take the upgraded Roomba. I don't care.
Hey, Notch Bro.
Yes, sir.
You have an inside knowledge into everything Slave Way. Why don't you,
I have no control over all. All right. I hate to promote this, but, you know,
Don't do it.
No, I'm just saying, you make sure that you log on to the website. I think it's SafewayScoreAndWin.com. To get yourself going and make sure you hit up. And remember, at the store, there are tags with the Sharks logo on it. That means bonus entries. So you can get in there and get more chances.
But the problem is that they never promote the things I actually buy. I don't buy, you know, Dreyer's ice cream. I get Ben and Jerry's. What do I
sell? I'm sorry the Sharks logo isn't on a set of ultra small condoms, dude.
They're on Western Conference condoms, guys. With that, final thoughts, Mr. Strong.
We got another Pucknologist coming out this week. If you want to win some money, I'm just saying. You could have won some last week if you'd followed this guy's picks.
I thought that you were having a contest of sorts.
No. Just saying, if you'd bet on the picks that I threw to you last week. I sound like that guy that used to be on Ted Raimi. You know, you call this number, I'm going to give you all my picks for the week and blah, blah, blah. So I'm telling you right now, if you listened to me last Wednesday when the show came out, you won some money. If you listened to Rocket or Hockey Jerk, you lost money on that one. So... holla at your boy, and if you want to, like, you know, peel off a little percentage for me to make sure those picks keep coming, bring it on, baby. So follow at Pucknologist on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at AJ_Strong, and we will take it from there, guys.
Keep winning. Alex Sorten. It's not like you picked Jersey. Anywho.
I did pick Jersey. I picked all three. I said wins against Jersey and Rangers, loss to the Islanders, hit all three. Booyah. If I had another mic, I would drop it.
Oh, brother. Gentry, your final thoughts, good sir.
Sharks win. Yay. Let's get focused on the next game.
All right. Short and sweet.
It's not like I have a grand soliloquy for this. It's just the Sharks win. It was good. It was a good victory. Let's continue our road ice advantage and take out them beam towns.
That would be wicked awesome, wouldn't you say?
I'm waiting for Gentry to sit there and go, what, you don't notice the beautiful additions to my closet?
I actually haven't hung it up yet because I took them to get them customized.
Ah.
Hold on. Where are you getting that custom, that second gen customized at?
Yeah, I ordered templates because I'm getting them ordered from eBay, and then I'm going to take them to Hockey X.
Ah, oh, yes.
Well done.
Yes.
Yeah. I might have to go. Let me know when you go, dude. Maybe we can get a group discount.
I'm down.
Yeah, that goes for me, too. I have some jerseys I need to take care of. So
same here.
I smell road trip.
So, Sam Tennyson, if you're out there watching, and I know you are, us three will be coming in anytime now. So I'm just putting it out there. So be on the lookout for us. In case you missed anything tonight, or you just want to hear our wonderful voices again, do so at tealtownusa.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, you name it. If we're not on it, let us know. We'll try to get on it. That's at teal10usa.com. All right. And we will be back with you on Thursday. Hopefully the Pucknologist will be out by then to be somewhat of your pregame show.
Rub a lamp.
Okay. Maybe not.
Oh, I do have to plug again. We did again? In the last week, did an interview with John Tatora and with Sharks Executive Vice President Flavel Hamston, otherwise known as Flavel Flav. So go check that out. A lot of information about digital ticketing that you'll either enjoy or want to take a hostage after hearing.
Oh, jeez. And with that, for Gentry Alexander, for AJ Strong, for the entire crew, we bid you adieu. I am Eric Kura. You can follow me on Twitter at PuckGuy14. You can follow all of us through Teal Town USA on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those social media channels. We will see you after Thursday night against Boston. I think I'll have some chatter then. But until then, keep it real, keep it teal, keep it real teal.